A Canton man drowned at a campground near Orville Wednesday night. 32-year-old Antoine Rogers and a friend were swimming from the slides to the diving board at Caskey's campground when he went under. Other campers attempted to rescue Rogers, whose body was found by the Wayne County dive team. Rescuers attempted CPR, but he was pronounced dead at around 7:30. The lake is about 8 feet deep in that area. The sheriff's office is investigating. A new online tool is giving Ohioans a closer look at felony crime and sentencing trends in their communities. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has unveiled a statewide dashboard featuring a decade of felony arrest and sentencing data from all 88 counties. In Stark County, more than 16,300 people were linked to over 27,500 felony incidents since 2017. The most common violent felony offenses were domestic violence, felonious assault, aggravated burglary, and robbery. The database is available on the Attorney General's website. A competency hearing is scheduled Thursday for a man accused of trying to kill a Canton police officer. 21-year-old Shane Newman of Plain Township entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea in March on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and robbery. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer ordered evaluations to determine if Newman is competent to stand trial and to review his mental state at the time of the incident. It happened December 18th inside the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard Northeast during a shoplifting investigation. Newman is seen on video pointing a handgun at an officer and pulling the trigger, but the weapon did not fire. A man is in jail facing charges in connection with two incidents in Canton. 33-year-old Tion Lipkins of Canton is accused of firing a handgun at occupied vehicles in the 1900 block of Fulton Road Northwest March 18th. Police say at least one vehicle was damaged, but no serious injuries were reported. Thursday, officers say Lipkins ran from police and damaged a property owner's fence, and a police canine bit an officer during the arrest. Lipkins was arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court on charges including felonious assault, inducing panic, and criminal damaging. He's being held on a $140,000 bond with a status conference set for Wednesday. Phoenix Rising Behavioral Health Care and Recovery in Canton is preparing for a leadership change. CEO Lisa Grubbs announced she will retire in August. Grubbs helped found the agency in 2005, which now serves more than 6,500 clients across Stark and Tuscarawas counties. Chief Clinical Officer Tara Grubbs has been named the next CEO, and Brian Starcher will become Chief Clinical Officer when the transition is complete. A Windham man has pleaded guilty to aggravated murder in the 2022 death of his 11-year-old brother. 23-year-old Nathan McAtee entered the plea in Portage County Common Pleas Court and now awaits sentencing. Police say Joseph McAtee was killed with a sword inside a Windham apartment in April 2022. McAtee previously underwent psychiatric treatment after being found incompetent to stand trial, but was later ruled sane at the time of the offense. He faces a possible life prison sentence. A new Waterford man has pleaded not guilty to kidnapping and other charges stemming from the alleged abduction of a woman from a Columbiana daycare parking lot. 48-year-old Jason Hartsaw entered the plea Friday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say he forced the woman into the back of his truck at gunpoint outside Small Wonders Daycare in April and took her to a secluded area. The woman later called 911 and was found safe. Hartsaw remains free on bond with a trial scheduled for October 20th. Starting today, Columbiana County emergency officials are conducting a three-day drill to test response procedures for a simulated emergency at the Beaver Valley Nuclear Power Plant. The exercise is required every 2 years and will be evaluated by FEMA. Officials say residents may notice increased activity from law enforcement and first responders, but stress there is no real emergency. Sebring voters will be asked to decide whether the village should abolish its civil service commission. Council recently approved legislation placing the charter amendment on the November ballot, saying the current system has created challenges in hiring and promoting police and fire personnel. In other action, council approved one-year contracts for Andrew Selwa to serve as village prosecutor and for Jerry Yost to continue as solicitor. A suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting in Youngstown. Police say 29-year-old Isaac Chapman turned himself in after officers responded to the 200 block of Bonita Avenue around 6:15 Sunday night and found a 31-year-old man dead with multiple gunshot wounds. Chapman was taken to the Mahoning County Jail and charged with murder. The victim has not been identified. The incident remains under investigation. A Canfield man has been sentenced after pleading guilty to reduced charges in a case involving a missing West Virginia teen. 32-year-old Brian Kimball admitted to misdemeanor counts of interference with custody and attempted illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. He was sentenced in Mahoning County Court to 90 days in jail, 2 years of supervised release, community service, and a mental health evaluation. The case began in May when a 15-year-old girl reported she had escaped from a Canfield home after being reported missing from West Virginia. A Hubbard man has died from injuries suffered in a motorcycle crash in Trumbull County. The Highway Patrol says 68-year-old William Price was riding on State Route 82 in Brookfield Township when his motorcycle collided with a Jeep. Troopers say the Jeep's driver failed to yield the right-of-way for a stop sign at Warner Road. Price was taken to a hospital where he later died. The Jeep's driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.